You're listening to SBS News.
The calm after the campaign storm turned into a frantic scramble as the incumbent leader cast his ballot, hoping for re-election as president of Timor-Leste. Reporters were clamouring for a comment from President Francisco Luolo Guterres, who's done little media during the campaign.
I have already declared in both the campaign and in the debate that I will vote to maintain the stability of Timor-Leste and to sustainably develop the country to give our people a better life.
The heroes from the fight for independence remain a prominent force in Timor-Leste's political landscape, but constituents are keen to see their next president develop the young nation.
I want the winner to make change for the country's future in education and health.
As the founding fathers of the nation, fighting against Indonesian occupation from 1975 to 1999 earned both José Ramos Horta and Francisco Luolo Guterres hero status. Damien Kingsbury from Deakin University is a Timor-Leste political analyst.
There is still a reverence for the resistance generation. I think when we talk about youth parties, we have to put that term in inverted commas, but that is seen to be a new rising force in Timor-Leste's politics.
As polling stations opened on Saturday, a younger generation of voters were funneling through the 1,500 voting centres set up across the country.
As a young fellow Timorese, I'm hoping that the next president will prioritise more in education, especially more in human rights.
Mr. Kingsbury says their needs will play an important role in this year's election.
These are the children of the independence generation, if you like, and they have aspirations and frustrations which they'd like to express politically.
So far, close to 860,000 people are registered to vote, but those numbers could rise after a public holiday was declared the day before polling stations opened to allow for more to sign up. Each voter will leave with a distinct souvenir, a finger dyed purple, to show they've cast their vote. An absolute majority is essential for a president to be elected in Timor-Leste. With 16 candidates this year, a runoff election next month could be necessary, but the incumbent president says it's unlikely.
We have a winner and a loser, but I believe I will win.
But without a clear vision to end economic and social problems faced by the country, younger voters could break past tradition and vote for a fresh candidate. A paradigm shift to help bring the young nation into the future. Anita Bolle, SBS News.